Hi, Janice. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking the call. I have a grandson, 16 years old, who has been diagnosed with post-concussion trauma after two concussions, the last one being in January. That was quite severe. I'm wondering if you have any care that you can recommend. And I've also heard about megadoses of DHA and whether or not it's possible to overdose on that, if in fact that would be a good thing to give him.
Well, ma'am, that's one of the things that's researched to help with improving results after traumatic brain injury. Now, that's the DHA, as everybody knows, is found in fish oil, and you'll never find it independently of EPA. It's always the contents of fish oil are always highlighted by the amount of DHA and EPA in them. So you're absolutely right. I'd go get me some of that. And it's really hard to overdose on fish oil. That is from the direct injury point of view. But if we keep taking fish oil for, let's say, weeks and weeks, and you do need it because it's raw material for rebuilding brain, we ought to take a vitamin E capsule, not the same minute, but the same day, 400 or 500 units of mixed tocopherols. And it should be a minimum of a tablespoon of fish oil, ma'am, for any person who's not recovering as well as they should from post-traumatic brain injury. And there is absolutely for real research on that, so you are quite right. First article I can see on the screen here that was published about that was in 2004. So I don't know why they didn't tell you that at the hospital, but I bet you they didn't. Okay, now there's some other published research, too. I will shut up after these next two items. Here's the title of one of them, Brain Injury Decreased and Recovery Accelerated by Lithium, published in 2010. Now, it doesn't take much lithium to do this job. It does not have to be the kind of doses that people with bipolar disease take. Those can be toxic, but you can find this stuff in the health food store in a 5 milligram, 10 milligram, or even a 20 milligram. All right, now here's another one. Brain injury decreased and recovery accelerated by taurine. What do you know? Published in 2015. And you did hear a commercial earlier about that product called Remind, which has lithium, taurine. And it also has those two substances which clean out senile old cells that are causing inflammation. And I bet you there's a lot of inflammation being caused in the brain of somebody with traumatic brain injury. So I'll shut up after repeating what you told me. Essential fatty acids, particularly DHEA, lithium, and taurine. Your turn, ma'am.
Okay, so you mentioned vitamin E. Was that correct? E like Edward?
Yep, E like Edward, and that's not necessarily directed straight at the recovery from post-traumatic brain injury. It's directed at making sure that over time the fish oil doesn't cause what's called low-grade lipid peroxidation. So it's a technical thing, but yes, one capsule of vitamin E with each tablespoon of fish oil.
And a capsule is how many units?
Depends on your company. 400 for most companies. One company called Thorne Research has 500.
So 400 to 500 vitamin E with a tablespoon of fish oil?
Yes, ma'am.
And then is that in addition to the Remind, which has both lithium low dose and taurine in it?
That's correct, ma'am. If it were me, and you better check with your naturopathic doc, but if it were me with a traumatic brain injury, I would be getting all of that down, yes, because there's research on it helping to accelerate the recovery.
And how much Remind would you suggest?
Let's see. You said this teenager
16.
Is how old?
And 16-year-old boy.
And what's height and weight?
His height is approximately 5'9", and his weight is approximately 150. He's a slight person.
So a slight adult. Instead of four of them, I'd use three of them a day.
Three a day?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I appreciate you and your program so much. Thank you.